Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 20th, 2025. And I'm very grateful to be with you. I really am. I have a wonderful email here. It's rather lengthy, and I'm not going to get into the particulars of it because it wouldn't help you or be helpful to the author of all of this. This is Kathy from Florida. She listens to our podcast regularly and has often asked questions not to be put on air here, but this one she wanted on air. She thought maybe it would help people. Any question you have will help someone because you're not the only one that has the question. Everybody has questions. And if I can help you in any of those questions, believe me, I am very, very interested. She asks, how do I not betray myself? I seem to do this over and over with my behaviors. Then she talks about some of her impulsive behaviors, many of them being about self-righteousness and self-preservation. It is interesting how we do try to save ourselves. We have a great deal of pride, and in this pride, Kathy, we tend to betray ourselves instead of revealing ourselves to our attentions. We betray ourselves. We don't understand what it is to live in third person. So I'm going to try to help you a little bit here and our listening audience. This is really very important. The thing that is deeply important is you and I have a human self. This human self is predatory. It operates out of survival, the traits that we have inherited, and it is also extremely, in those traits, very selfish and pompous. It is arrogant. It doesn't have many good qualities, but these qualities that I'm just talking about are survival tactics that every human being has. I have them. Everybody does. It often reflects through pride and all that kind of stuff. So with that being said, the best way to stop betraying myself is to listen to the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Okay, let's just take that one. Humble yourself. Realize, I know not what I do. I know not anything, actually. I just go on living my life in the assumption of that my logic and my reasoning, we'll say, is paramount. And that I have evidence. I need evidence to believe in anything I believe in, or evidence to think anything I think, and blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on. And we miss. We miss our life. We miss what it is about in our life. So the first thing is to humble myself, to realize I of myself can do nothing. It is that which lives within me that awakens me, that does the beautiful work, as it were. Most people, they can't do that. They can't listen to that still, small voice. One of the ways in which we betray ourselves is that we don't listen to that still, small voice of love within us. We just don't. It is a quiet voice that has absolutely nothing to do with thinking about being better than or having more or being liked or loved or any of those things. The human of the being of us requires a great deal of attention, and it is easily aggravated. It is frail, and it can fall apart quickly. So if you don't want to be betraying yourself, don't put your cards, all of your cards, all of your efforts in the idea of making and sustaining some sense of camaraderie with the lower parts of yourself, the human part, the DNA, the part of you that wants to survive, the part of you that is unrequited love. Once you understand these elements within you and you don't take them personally, and this is the key. If you take things personally, you will miss. You will start to assume that you know things about yourself that actually are not true. So in understanding all of this and not allowing yourself to indulge in the lesser parts of yourself, you put yourself in a position to no longer betray yourself. You're not here to find out how great thou art. You're here to find out the nature of your being, your true being, your authentic being. You are here to awaken to that beautiful aspect of yourself that has been pummeled away through aggravation of trying to be something you're not. In everyone's lifetime, they have to be something that they're not. Socially, it's required. We have to put up airs and make people believe that we are something better than them or something useful to other people. And this is just not the way. If you don't want to betray yourself to thy own self, be true, as Socrates said. But which self? If I do it to the Gregory Edwards self, if I do it to please Kathy, I am not being true to myself. You have to find, Kathy, that other self, that one that is really not a self. It is a state of being. It is a presence. People call it a self. Okay. If that's what you need to call it, I wouldn't do that. But it's a state of being. And it is not something that you can think. It is not something that is thinkable. It is a presence that is presentable in you. It is the demeanor of your soul, of your essence, the true essence of you. To achieve this, you have to first be blessed are the poor in spirit. In other words, humble. Instead of thinking about wanting to be loved and how important you are, we would have to think more in terms of realizing beyond our thoughts the truth of the real matter, which is to understand the state of love within us, which is not something that the human mind can comprehend at all. In fact, the human mind is against it, not for it. So if you can understand that, if that can be some measure of insight within you, then you will understand the state of your being. You will understand the compassion that is necessary to live as the demeanor of love. The next thing, very, very important, you must hunger and thirst for this. If you do, if you want this of what I'm talking about more than anything in your life, then this will be what your life revolves around, not family and friends. They will be added unto you. But to first be something that is beyond the confines of the pedestrian mentality, beyond the impulses of your emotionality. If you can do that, if you are willing to explore beyond your emotionality, beyond the confines of what you believe and what you think, you will start to understand the state of your being. You will start to understand wisdom. You will start to understand kindness. You will start to understand meditativeness. You will move into consciousness. And it is only in consciousness that any of us awaken to no longer betray ourselves as thinking that we are nothing more than the skin, flesh, and blood. I hope that helped you. I know it sounds a little abstract to the first-time students' ears, but it is important. Kathy, if you need more, always feel free to contact me. I am interested. Thank you for listening this week, all of you. I'll have more for you next week. If you have a question, remember, you can quiz me at greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful weekend. Know you're loved, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.